security a national emergency? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump thinks it could be.
We have criminals coming in. We have human traffickers coming in. We have drugs pouring in. We have things happening that you don't want to even know about.
He and Democrats are made in a standoff over funding what he says would now be a steel wall. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
With the partial government shutdown now on day 17, the president said he can relate to the 800,000 government workers who are not receiving a paycheck.
But many of those people that won't be receiving a paycheck, many of those people agree 100% with what I'm doing.
The president is threatening to declare a national emergency to bypass Congress and build a border wall with Mexico. Such a declaration would likely ignite a legal battle, as the Constitution's Appropriations Clause gives Congress the role of final arbiter of the use of public funds. Dave?
John, Democratic Senator Chris Coons told Fox history is not on the White House's side.
President Truman tried to nationalize the steel industry during the Korean War, and that was overturned by the Supreme Court.
Coons says they need a compromise.
Our broken immigration system needs to be resolved, and we need to invest in border security.
A couple and their three kids from Michigan are dead, killed in a crash on a highway in Kentucky, hit by a suspected drunk driver going the wrong way. A family relative says,
I just cannot process it. You know, it's hard to comprehend something like this.
In Houston, an arrest a week after a 7-year-old girl was shot and killed in a car. The driver of the truck that had pulled up alongside now charged with murder. Police still searching for the shooter. A movie about Queen, crowned at the Golden Globes.
I want to give the audience a song that they can perform. What's the lyric?
Bohemian Rhapsody got Best Drama, and Rami Malek, Best Actor. The movie Green Book, Best Comedy or Musical, and for TV, The Americans and the Kaminsky Method were honored as the top shows. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher investment fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump is up tweeting just moments ago, writing, with all the success our country's having, the fake news and total dishonest media concerning me and my presidency has never been worse. He calls them crazed lunatics who've given up on the truth. National Security Advisor John Bolton has just landed in Turkey for talks after going to Israel and saying U.S. troops are not going to be leaving Syria quickly, weeks after President Trump's announcement.
Bolton indicating to reporters in Jerusalem Sunday that the Trump administration will wait for assurances from Turkey about the fate of U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. Critics of President Trump said he was abandoning the Kurds after his recent decision on Syria. The National Security Advisor adding that ISIS will also be completely defeated before the United States withdraws. Trump administration officials said over the weekend that part of Bolton's visit to Jerusalem was meant to ensure the Israelis that President Trump will not rush the withdrawal like he had previously indicated. Just last week, President Trump extended his timeline from 30 days to 4 months. Now the timeline appears to be open-ended with Bolton's new comments. In Jerusalem, Trey Yingst, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a much calmer morning may be in store. Stock futures are rising modestly, coming off last week's wild swings, down, then up. Price of oil also rising again, up more than a dollar to $49 a barrel this morning. The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles take a step toward a repeat, getting a little luck, beating the Bears, who attempted a game-winning field goal with 5 seconds left.
It's snapped, placed, kicked, and it is
no good! No good! It is no good, and the Eagles win!
He missed it!
That was the call on WIP Radio in Philly. It hit the upright, then the crossbar. The ball bounced away, and Philadelphia beat Chicago 16-15. The L.A. Chargers also advanced with a 23-17 win over the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Traffic headaches on I-57 could take longer than we thought. WCIA said the Illinois Department of Transportation said its plans to widen the Kirby Avenue overpass by I-57 cannot happen until 2027 at the earliest. It was supposed to happen in 2022. IDOT said the last repairs have to be there for 15 years before federal money can be freed up. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he will run for a fifth term in the U.S. Senate. Durbin on Thursday responded to a question from CNN's John Berman about whether he was running for re-election. He responded yes, but that it wasn't a formal announcement. The Illinois News Network said as of last September, Durbin had $1.7 million in his campaign war chest. Incoming state rep Ann Stava Murray, a Democrat from Naperville, has said she'll run for his seat in 2020 because she expects him to win and then retire. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short sleeve and long sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Pain.com.
Good morning. We're starting the day with mild conditions. I love it. For January 7th, we're expecting to get up to 57, but the chance of precipitation before 2 p.m. at 70%. Also breezy with wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Into the evening tonight, we've got a low of 41 expected. 45 the high tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, down to around 23 Tuesday night. Bring on the sunshine Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Highs right around 30, up into the mid-30s by Friday, and down into the teens in the evening. Fair conditions now, temperatures at 50. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J is live in Asia. So fun to check in on him and get some reports as he travels with Stevie J Travel. Good stuff in this chapter of life. Hello, Stevie J.
Hi, Diane. I am excited to be in Japan, and I'm going to touch on that coming up. But first, I want to talk kind of in conclusion about Shanghai and what we experienced. It was a real vibrant city because of so many people. But as I think more about it, and I've had a couple of days on the ship, or on the Princess Sapphire, you know, it's I guess sameness is a word that pops to my mind. The police presence was very evident. You almost felt like the Chinese people know what they need to do every day. They need to perform, and they need to not make waves. And again, if you think about it, nobody has a gun in China. That's an interesting feel. Obviously, the police do, but no person is allowed to have a weapon. We learned a lot about their customs and things that they do. I found them to be, at the very least, cordial and professional, at the very best, amazingly over the top with kindness and good service. Nice people. We had a tour guide that you heard on Friday. Caroline was, I thought, amazing. She was so caring and interested in helping us. She taught us how to ride the subway. Riding the Shanghai subway, by the way, there are a lot of people that ride the Shanghai subway. We did that a number of times and really enjoyed the kind of the culture of that. And guess what? They were all looking at their phones. So it doesn't matter what country you're in, they're going to be looking at their phones. Shanghai is so big, it was so at times overwhelming to just think I can drive a full hour in any direction and not get out of Shanghai. It's just the biggest city I've ever been to. It felt like it. I saw one homeless person. That's because the government doesn't allow people on the street. They take them. When they determine that they're in need, they give them a one-bedroom apartment. That's where they're going to live. But they do not allow homelessness in China. They have that kind of control. They'll just take you and take you to where you're going to live. Overall, though, I'd say it was totally worth it. I'm glad we visited. I may or may not get back there. We went to an AP market that was pretty interesting, negotiating, called the copy market, where you could buy things that really weren't the brands you thought you were buying. I found that to be pretty interesting, and just working with some of the various people on negotiation, and they wouldn't let you walk away. They say, what's your best price? What's your best price? And that was interesting, kind of a sport, too, when you negotiate, if many of you have done that in your shopping travails. In any event, so we're going to give you a little more on where we are today. We're in Nagasaki, Japan. This, of course, known for the second atomic bomb. It ended World War II. It was awful from the standpoint of human lives. But at that time, we had a choice. We could not get a surrender from Japan, and the thought was, well, going to Tokyo, we'd have to go house to house, and the military figured the United States would lose 1 million men. So they decided, Harry Truman was our president at the time, we decided to drop the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, and the second atomic bomb was landed in Nagasaki, where we are, just miles from Peace Park, where it actually was ground zero, and that was dropped, I believe it was August 9th of 1945. But following that, there was a surrender from the Empire of Japan, and World War II had ended. So we are in a very historic city. It feels, again, obviously small compared to where we just came from, but it's Nagasaki, Japan, very welcoming people. Konnichiwa, hello. We've been greeted by a lot of people. We had to go through customs. It is not easy to get in and out of China. Much easier to get into Japan, but certainly a process. But Japan, of course, has been an ally of ours for many years since the end of the war. And we still have, of course, a Marine base in Okinawa here. So off we go. We're going to go to Nagasaki. Our family is adventuring on the tram. We'll report back a little later this hour, Diane, on how that goes. But again, thoughts about Shanghai. I'm so glad you're listening, and thank you for that. And, of course, I've been keeping track. We just found out about the Bears. So sorry about that field goal. Unbelievable. Heard about the Illini, but heard about that recruit. Christian, tell me about the recruit Illinois got.
Well, his name's Kofi. He's a top 40 recruit in the country for ESPN top 300 players. He's the second-ranked big man coming in this 2019 class. So he's a big-time player. He's probably one of the most elite-caliber players that we've ever had. He was formerly committed to Kentucky, I believe, but decommitted and then had offers from Kansas, UConn, St. John's, Illinois, and Pitt. And Illinois got him. So it's a huge win, and it's definitely going to provide some easement for the rest of the season, even though Illinois is 4-11.
And you think he's one and done?
I don't know if he's one and done. It depends on how he develops and how he translates into the Big Ten Conference play, but he's that caliber of player. He's an NBA guy. It's just how long do we have him?
Excellent. Christian, my son, Ace Illini fan, in the know. So we did hear all about that. Sorry about the Bears. Looking forward to the Saints next week. I don't think we're going to see it. You know, we get ESPN in our room. There's a CNBC. There's a Fox News. There's no CNN. MSNBC. No CNN. I found that rather interesting on our ship. We're on the Sapphire Princess. We're in Nagasaki. Diane, we'll talk a little later. Coming up a little more about where we are today in Japan on ESPN 93.5.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-to-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort club maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Glad Christian, you know, kind of ended the report out of Asia on a high note with that five-star recruit that committed to Illinois with Cokie Cockburn coming our way. A big man that has been ranked. He is the power center. That's 6'11 from Virginia. So we'll be watching about Cokie Cockburn. I wanted to start like on a nice upbeat note there with the sports this morning on January 7th at 7:16 now on ESPN 93.5 because I was bummed out that Northwestern ended up getting that shot from A.J. Turner with 10 seconds left from three-point land to beat us 68-66. The Illini are now 0-4 in the Big Ten, 4-11 overall. Northwestern 1-3, 10-5 overall. A tough loss for us. And coming up, Michigan on Thursday. We'll have tickets to give away for that on ESPN 93.5. Michigan at number 2 beat number 21 Indiana yesterday, 74-63. Number 22 Wisconsin over Penn State, 71-62. Number 25 Iowa over number 24 Nebraska in hoops yesterday, 93-84. Of course, college action tonight on the football field for the college championship with both teams at 14-0. We'll find out how number 1 Alabama does against number 2 Clemson this evening. Blackhawks over Pittsburgh last night, 5-3. They've got Calgary tonight, and Philadelphia will host the St. Louis Blues. They also have Brooklyn beating the Bulls yesterday in NBA action, 117-100. And let's see. Oh, yeah, the Bears. I guess I didn't want to get to it. With Philadelphia over the Chicago Bears with that Cody Parkey missing that last second kick. 16-15 was the final. Eagles on top. I know Austin Berkland is with Jeremy Werner after 9 and he'll be all grins. He'll probably be wearing that Philadelphia Eagles jersey, whatever. We also had the L.A. Chargers over the Ravens, 23-17. So how is your favorite team faring as we get in the playoffs mode for NFL action? You can always text in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. I've got your weather forecast coming up shortly. It's 7:18. Hope your January 7th is starting off nicely.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short sleeve and long sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Our weather forecast nice and mild as we start the week. It's kind of putting a scoop in everybody's step to be at 50 now and up to 57. We've got a 70% chance of rain likely, though, but partly cloudy by tonight with a low 41. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, high 46, low 23. 28 the high, down to 15 on Wednesday, but sunny and clear. Provident Financial Group is bringing on this Fox Financial business at 720 on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Eli Lilly is buying a cancer treatment company, Loxo Oncology. Lilly is paying $8 billion in cash. Loxo makes a treatment for cancers that can be identified by genetic testing, and it's working on other cancer medications. General Electric shares are higher after reports that it is talking with Apollo to sell its jet leasing unit. Starbucks is making some changes, trying to revive sales in its core coffee shops. The Wall Street Journal says the company's new chief executive, Kevin Johnson, is scaling down some of the biggest initiatives from its founder, Howard Schultz. That means plans to expand its luxury roastery coffee shops will be cut back. Schultz wanted to open up to 1,000 cafes. The new plan is to see if 6 to 10 cafes are a success before building more. Customer traffic at Starbucks was down last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel.
I think we deliver real, honest, strong opinion day after day, night after night on Fox, and the viewers expect that. They know with me they're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack, but I'll also be fair. It's a place where we have real debate, and we really respect the traditions that made this country great.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.credit.union.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
Stuff is right as I welcome Janice McAteer to our studio line on ESPN 93.5. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Well, and it's nice and mild. Have you been outside to get the paper or anything today?
I know. Isn't it crazy? It certainly doesn't seem like a normal January in central Illinois.
That's right. 50 degrees right now. And we're talking about a group that you work with. How many years have you been with Developmental Services Center, Janice?
You know, it's just a couple of months. It'll be 15 years.
Get out!
I know. It's kind of crazy.
And, of course, you started when you were 10.
You are exactly right, Diane. You started covering this when I was 10, right? And you were about 10 years old.
Exactly. So, and let's share a little history there. The Tree of Hope is what we're talking about. They're in the last stretch. You're getting close to the goal. And Aiden, our youngest son, he's 15 now, was a Tree of Hope family back in the day, I think 2006, because we also hosted Esther from Hamburg, Germany area. So it was kind of neat for her to see this whole experience, too. Let's talk about what the Tree of Hope is.
You know, Diane, you're so right, and obviously we're so appreciative to you guys for having done that so long ago. But the principle is the same. You know, a family steps up and is willing to share their story and share how DSD impacted the life of their child and their family's life. And it kind of gives our community a little window into the world of what it might be like to raise a child with a disability, or in this year's case, a delay. And so we're grateful to the families that do that. And then through their story and people understanding how much they are helped, knowing that it all stays local, it inspires our community to give to help the next groups of families and adults that need the support to live a full life.
To some people, this is all kind of foreign talk. And, you know, I had a couple of healthy kids. And then when Aiden came along, he just wasn't meeting those benchmarks of the developmental, you know, rolling over at the right time or having his head.
Yeah, those milestones. Absolutely.
So, and that's the kind of thing we should be watching as diligent parents. And then reaching out immediately if you feel like you need some resources or discussing it with your doctor, of course.
You're 100% right, and we do get a lot of families that are referred to us from the physicians in town. But you're right, Diane. I mean, we know as mothers and fathers that are out there listening too, you know, you talk to other mothers and fathers when you have little ones, and you're kind of touching base with each other, and what's your son doing, what's my daughter doing that are around the same age. And if there's something in your gut that's saying, you know, I just don't know if he or she is hitting those milestones, you're 100% right. Just reach out to us. And ask. You know, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to hear somebody say, oh, they're just fine. So, you know,
right.
That's what you want to hear. And oftentimes that is the case, but it certainly is the right thing to do to reach out.
Well, and then the wheels start turning. I know for us it was Judy Oldham.
Yep.
And she's still there?
She is still there.
That's
she's
great.
Still, is there part-time, but the woman loves what she does, and people absolutely love her.
And, of course, it's in-home therapy kind of thing to help the baby roll over or help the baby play with blocks and, you know, stack them up and things that might be challenging with a child that have some issues. So it was great to hear those productive play kind of response that Developmental Services Center helped with. Now let's talk about the other side of what you guys do. Of course, that's why we're raising money for the Tree of Hope, so everybody gets the services they need. But you help in job placement also, don't you?
That is exactly right. In our adult population, we definitely support people in looking for and obtaining jobs in our community, as well as living in our community, whether that be through a supported residential option that DSC might offer, or even for, you know, folks that are able to live independently on their own, but might maybe just need a little bit of help with finances or making sure that they get to the doctor and the dentist and all of that on a regular basis so that they stay as healthy as possible.
That's great.
But yeah, absolutely. You know, Diane, I often say that all of us every day in this community, probably through just our daily living, you know, going to the grocery store, stopping by and picking something up at a gas station, whatever the case is, we probably run across people with disabilities that are working right there side by side with us in the community, making this a wonderful place to live.
Uh-huh. And if somebody is listening and they run a workplace, maybe you have a big envelope stuffing project and you're overwhelmed, reach out to DSC and be one of those employer partners, right?
Absolutely. We would definitely do that. We also have lots of cases in a situation like you just, the example that you gave. We have individuals that go into, you know, attorney's offices and all kinds of professional offices helping with things like shredding, helping with, you know, moving files from one area to another or refiling things. So it's not only that what may be brought to us, but oftentimes we can bring things to them.
Is there a name for these employers who are partners with Developmental Services Center?
You know, yeah, they're LEAP trained. It's leaders in employing all people. And so we call that group LEAP employers. And it's just they go through a training to give people more of an awareness of how we can make accommodations for individuals in the workplace. And what it's interesting when we go in and do this, that's in collaboration with Community Choices and is actually funded by our local Developmental Disabilities Board. But what it's allowed us to do is to go in and share some of this information. And oftentimes what we find is employers are already doing things like that. Mm-hmm. And so they just don't necessarily think of it. I mean, think of somebody that has a desk at work that where they can stand instead of sit. Or some people, you know, like to sit on the big ball mm-hmm. to help strengthen their core and to keep their core strength are strong. All those things are accommodations and letting employees, you know, better benefit from the day that they spend at work. And so it's an awareness of ideas like that, or maybe, you know, in some cases, somebody, instead of being able to stand, needs to sit, things along that line. And then, of course, there's lots of other things, too, that they share. But it opens up another, you know, that we know that a lot of times it's hard for employers in this community to find qualified people that are hardworking and want to stay put. And oftentimes, an individual with a disability fits that bill really, really well. And with just slight accommodations can be very successful.
Wonderful. What's the website for us to give so we can reach that Tree of Hope goal before the end of the month or learn more about these services?
DSC-Illinois.org.
You have a great 2019 and spread goodwill and cheer to everybody at Developmental Services Center. We sure appreciate all you do.
Well, thanks so much, Diane. We appreciate your support. Happy New Year.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll decide soon whether to declare a national emergency to appropriate money for a southern border wall. There'd be legal challenges to that. The partial government shutdown over the funding standoffs in its 17th day now with 800,000 federal workers not getting paid.
I can relate, and I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustments. They always do.
Those workers' next paychecks are supposed to arrive Friday. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's no timetable to pull American troops out of Syria.
Bolton indicating to reporters in Jerusalem that the Trump administration will wait for assurances from Turkey about the fate of U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. Critics of President Trump said he was abandoning the Kurds after his recent decision on Syria. The National Security Advisor adding that ISIS will also be completely defeated before the United States withdraws.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. If you're job hunting, here's a place to look. Lowe's. Lowe's said it plans to hire more than 65,000 workers this year. CNBC said Lowe's said 50,000 of the new jobs will be temporary and filled ahead of the busy spring season. 10,000 of the jobs will be permanent and on its merchandising teams. 6,000 will be full-time store managers and department store supervisors in stores. 2,000 of those jobs will be technology roles to help build Lowe's website. A Champaign-Urbana native is set to receive the Doris Hoskins prestigious Community Service Award as part of Champaign County's celebration of life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. WILL says Alyssa Youngis is a social worker at the Champaign-Urbana Dialysis Clinic. She's also chair of the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission and is president of the Champaign section of the National Council of Negro Women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
A nice mild start for January 7th. On this Monday, we're at 50 now and expecting our high of 57. There is a chance for showers and thunderstorms today and should wrap up by 2 and gusty winds. We could get between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of some precipitation today. 41 our low tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow with a high 46, dropping down to 23 Tuesday evening. On Wednesday, we've got a high 28, low 15, up towards 30 on a Thursday with sunshine. Sunny again on Friday with a high 34. But we know how it can be in January. Not bad at all. I should ask Stevie about the weather since he's experiencing Asia right now. 5 different countries and actually has filed a report from Japan. Hi, Stevie J.
Hi, Diane. I am in the Atomic Bomb Museum. And this essentially talks about the end of World War II, the Atomic Bomb Museum of Nagasaki, an obviously very somber place to see some of the devastation caused by the atomic bomb that the United States and their allies dropped on August the 9th of 1945. It's very sad to see the devastation, but again, we were at war. We were wanting to save the United States soldiers and our allies' lives on the ground. The thought at the time was that Japanese were not surrendering, and everybody wanted the war to end, and Harry Truman ordered the bombing of both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And interestingly, Nagasaki was not the target on that day. They went in, and they had to go to their second choice, which was Nagasaki, and the cloud cover was so bad. This was, I believe, just 3 days after the bomb in Hiroshima, but the cloud cover was so bad over Nagasaki that they almost aborted the mission and came back to their base in Guam, but the clouds broke for just a moment, and they dropped the second atomic bomb, which led to the, you know, obviously most of the incredible devastation of the city of Nagasaki, and ultimately ended the war. But, you know, in watching and taking a look at all of the displays they have here, obviously it's about the devastation of, you know, atomic and nuclear weapons, and the cause, hopefully that this could never happen again. They've got one display where they show all the places in the world that this has been tested since Nagasaki of August 9, 1945, and the damage it does to the ecosystem and our environment as well as that. So it's been fascinating. It's been sad. It's been very somber. But again, a part of our history, and what we need to really realize is, you know, we say our prayers that we never would have a war like we had, and never use weapons of mass destruction. It's devastating to see the results of all of that, but it is part of our history, and it is something we need to learn from. So, again, here in Nagasaki, we have a few more hours before we get back on our ship and sail away for Busan, South Korea tomorrow, as we are on our Grand Asia tour here in Asia. And we started in Shanghai. We were at sea for a day before this port stop in Nagasaki. Very friendly people. Beautiful day. Temperature is about 50 here in Nagasaki, which is a little bit warmer than we expected. But we are excited to be here and traveling and learning and meeting people. We took a tram, which was a little bit embarrassing because I did not have any idea the kind of money I needed. I bought some yens, but I had no idea how much it cost. Kind of, you know, held my hand out with a bunch of change to the tram driver, and he was kind of exasperated and had to take the money from my hand like a four-year-old. But, hey, I just didn't know what we owed him. So it's incredible to get the perspective of some of the friends that we meet in Champaign-Urbana from other countries that can't speak the language and has no idea the denominations of our money. So to be walking in their shoes is learning. It's a learning experience to have empathy and to not judge based on the fact they can't speak the language, because here we are exactly the same position. So we'll take our tram back. We think we found a conveyor belt sushi bar that we're going to eat at, and then we'll go back to the port and get back on our ship, the Princess Sapphire, during this Grand Asia tour. So we'll sign off for now, Diane. I'll come to you one more time this morning. But again, we really hope that we're giving a flavor of what we're seeing and hearing over here in Asia. And we'll continue to do so as the Internet allows and as our destinations allow. We'll be in Busan tomorrow. We're at sea a couple of days, and we're in Hong Kong on Friday. I'll be able to file a report for you on Friday with some real detail about Hong Kong, which we're looking forward to. Then a weekend in the ocean, in the China, South China Sea, before we hit Ho Chi Minh City, Bangkok, Thailand, Koh Samui Island, which got hit by a tropical storm, so that island is a little bit in question. And then we'll go to Singapore before we fly home. Okay, we'll sign off for now, Diane. Thank you, live from Nagasaki, Japan. I am Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
The crazy part of this is not the fact that, to me, that Cliff Kingsbury is going to get a look as a head coach. What does baffle me is why the NFL ownership and the NFL rules committee have come back and said, guys, you have to now request permission to make this happen. If not, you could be fined draft picks, which is baffling. If you're the NFL, why do you care about what the NCAA thinks? Why? At any point, why would you care? This is the dumbest rule that the NFL has, and I get why they do it, but it makes no sense, because it's not as if the NCAA is going to go, well, okay, I guess we'll shift all of our players and coaches to another league. The NFL reigns supreme. They should be able to do whatever the heck that they want to the NCAA.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. You need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A.O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes. Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
Well, it's 7:41. Usually it's a quarter till and a quarter after. Stevie and Jay and I do the show here on ESPN 93.5, and I have kind of a three-minute sports report that I do. But, you know, I'm handling everything, so I'm kind of tweaking things a little bit. And I have my friend Jeremy Werner on the air with me. Hi, Jeremy.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. There's just so much to talk about. I was just so heartbroken about this Bears loss. Maybe we should start there.
Well, it was a fantastic season for the Bears. And I think the last 8 years of, you know, not being in the playoffs and not really being relevant for really the last five kind of put perspective for me. But at the same time, I mean, the Bears lost five games by 16 points this season. And you go back to the how they started the season, the Green Bay Packers, they're up big at halftime, and Aaron Rodgers beats them in a heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah. So it's true. I guess we got to keep that in mind, that we're lucky to get as far as we did.
Well, it's just every loss they had this season was still heartbreaking. And if they would have won one of those, they wouldn't even been playing yesterday. Listen, I thought the Eagles played like a veteran team, an experienced team. And in that moment, they were never scared. And they made some plays and the Bears didn't. But I was really impressed and encouraged by what Mitch Trubisky did in that final drive. But all season long, we're sitting there, and Cody Parkey kept hitting the uprights. We're sitting there going, that could be the reason the Bears don't win or the reason they lose. And he does it again. And I feel for the guy, but you have to wonder if you could even bring that guy back. Even if you think he'll be fine and bounce back, like, I don't know if this is the place for him to be again. So I know people are nasty and all those things.
I know that.
He didn't do his job this season. And it ended up costing the Bears a couple wins. He's not the only reason they lost yesterday, but it's just heartbreaking when you feel like, yeah, he had an opportunity to win a Super Bowl, and I do think this team had that opportunity. You know, they've beaten L.A., they could have gone to L.A. and maybe done it again. You don't get this opportunity very often, and you never know if you're going to stay healthy again. But the Bears' future is bright. I think, obviously, this is a very encouraging season, but you only get so many opportunities in the playoffs, and that's just one of the most heartbreaking losses I've had as a fan. And it's agonizing, but it's nice to actually have this kind of investment in my team again, I guess.
That's right. I noticed on your Twitter account, what is your Twitter handle?
At JWarner247.
At JWarner247, and it's WERNER. I noticed that you used the word agony right after the day, and that was like exactly the appropriate word to use. But, you know, you're saying it was a great season and we've come this far and there's things we can build on is a great way to look at it. Are we in that mode with the Illini after that 68-66 loss against Northwestern?
Oh, man, talk about agony. Mm-hmm. This team over and over again gets in this last minute. And they have the lead, or, you know, they had the lead in the last 3 minutes of, like, I think 14 losses over the last two seasons, something around there. Derek Piper had the stat. But they just don't know how to win in closing time. And they have the lead with a minute and the ball, and they have a shot clock violation. Nobody wanted to shoot the ball. And Trent Frazier, I would assume, was just kind of dribbled it around and put their teammates in bad positions. And, you know, he called a couple timeouts, and both the plays Underwood called up didn't work. And then you give up the offensive – or you give up the offensive rebound and hit the game-winning three. It's just a team that needs to figure it out. I know it's young, but at some point the team just knows how to win or has, you know, the wherewithal to figure out a way to win some of these games, and all those plays are coming up at the end. I think we're seeing growth. I mean, I assume he's playing really well. I think Georgie Mishanishvili is a really good player. Demonte Williams had a good game at Dallas De La Rosa, but they got to get Trent Frazier going. His confidence doesn't seem to be there. And usually a guy with so much swagger, it's weird to see him pass up shots. But at the end of the day, I think it was a good day for Illinois basketball because they get what they sorely need. And that's a commitment from a top 40 post player, Kofi Cockburn, who, if you see him on the court next year, assuming he signs to Illinois and everything, he will look like an NBA post player. I mean, he's 6'11", yeah. 290 pounds, yeah. Great rebounder. Can finish the post. He can dunk, all those things they need to fix then. So he's exactly what they needed in the post and what they're missing right now. So that's another big puzzle piece to go along with Dosunmu, Trent Frazier, Georgie Pishanishvili. So I think it ended up being a good day for Illinois basketball, but it should have been a better one. They should have gotten a win yesterday.
Yeah, Landon, this five-star recruit, he decommitted somewhere? Did you get any scoop on what happened?
Well, they've had a relationship with him for a really long time. And Underwood, he got Orlando Antigua on staff because Orlando Antigua was an ace recruiter for John Calipari at Kentucky. I mean, he recruited a bunch of those guys who ended up going pro, Kofi Cockburn, or not Kofi Cockburn, but Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns, some of these five-star big men. So he's the big man coach at Illinois, and you're wondering, you know, when is Orlando Antigua going to get that big fish here to Illinois? And he's been working Kofi Cockburn for 2 years now and ends up paying off. They just had, Kansas wasn't recruiting him as hard as, you know, some other schools were, but it came down to Illinois, Pitt, schools like that. And, you know, Illinois did a really good job of building up a relationship. And obviously he'd come here and play right away. I mean, I'd be surprised if he's not a starter or one of the top 6-7 guys on the team next year. So he should walk into 20 minutes. And, I think it was just the fit, and most importantly, I think it was the relationship for Illinois. So they needed this in the worst way. They need better talent, and Kofi Cockburn's one of the most talented big men they've gotten in probably about a decade.
That's great to hear. Go Illini. It's 7:47. I'm visiting with Jeremy Werner, and his show is from 9 to 11. Always great stuff here on ESPN 93.5, and we always stream that, ESPNCU.com. If you ever want to get Jeremy's stuff and, do the podcast thing, it's essentially radio on demand for Stevie and I's show also. But I'm telling you, the content is awesome, and you're just kind of ending on a positive note with that Kofi Cockburn recruit. But the Illinois women also get a Big Ten win for Nancy Faye. That was her first yesterday, huh?
Yeah, if you're going to get a big win, or if you're going to get the first win, you might as well make a huge one. And she upsets the number 12 team in the country, Minnesota. You know, this is a team that's better, much better than last year. They have more talent.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel Scott from Urbana hit the big three yesterday to kind of steal the win. But they have some nice players, and she keeps building the talent. She probably took over the hardest job of her, Lovie Smith, and Brad Underwood have turned this program around. So this has been the gorilla in the room for them, just to get it off their shoulders. It's big to get a Big Ten win. They were still close to beating Indiana at home, and I think this kind of set the seed for that, that they knew they could get into a close game. And once they kind of figured out, okay, this is what we did wrong, here's how we can win it. And it was a big comeback. They were down big in the first couple quarters. So great win for Nancy Faye and that women's basketball program. Again, you're just looking for progress out of some of these programs. And obviously that's something they haven't done. I mean, 28 straight, I think they lost Big Ten games, which is a terrible streak. I think Nancy Faye, I think it's pretty proven that she's a heck of a coach given what she did. But now she just needs to change that culture and add more talent. And she's slowly but surely doing that. So I felt really good for them because that's something they wanted to do. And to do it against the number 12 team in the country, I think it shows that, hey, maybe they can win
several Big Ten games this year and take a big step forward.
Agreed. Love your take on that. Now, I know Tiffany, your wife, is in the zone here to have your second child. How is your son responding to that? What is his age?
He's 2.5, so he doesn't quite get it all. He knows there's something in mommy's belly. I'm not quite sure. So I think he'll have a rude awakening when she arrives. But he's been good at baby, so we'll see how he handles it. But he's not going to be the only person that people pay attention to moving forward. But, yeah, we're at 38.5 weeks, Diane. So
wow.
I can get the call at any moment.
Okay. That's such an exciting chapter. And congratulations. You and Tiffany have been such a good match. It was great to meet you as a single guy when we first started. Gee, that was like 10 years ago about now, huh? That's crazy.
Getting older.
Yeah, we are. We are. But thank you so much for joining me and reminding me of that. And, you know, kind of sharing our thoughts about the Bears and the Illini and ending on the women's win yesterday. Good stuff, Jeremy. Thanks again for being on.
Thanks, Diane. Anytime.
All right. Take care. ESPN 93.5. Of course, Jeremy's show is heard from 9 to 11. And, again, you can always get it on your phone. You can do it on your computer, ESPNCU.com. We love the podcast that he features also. All right, we'll be back next with our weather.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
7:53, we've got your forecast, and it's brought to you by CMI. Don't get caught off guard this winter at work. Call CMI on Bloomington Road in Champaign. Get superior snow and ice melt. Stock up for snow. It's probably coming in the next few months. Betsy and Brad Parks can help you. They can do a consultation so you get the dry vacuums or the wet vacuums, the scrubbers, the sweepers, the products that you need. CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, locally owned and operated, 359-6262, online, cmiclean.com. Up to 57, I love the milder conditions, down to 41 this evening with partly cloudy conditions. We have a 70% chance of precipitation before 2 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunshine high 46, low 23, 28 with sunshine on Wednesday, down to 15 in the evening. Stevie J on his tour of Asia has been in Japan and filed a few reports. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, Diane. We are walking through Peace Park. This is the park adjacent to the Atomic Bomb Museum here in Nagasaki. Benjamin Kachaturian, my son, went through the museum with me as well. Any thoughts or observations? It definitely was devastating to see, you know, all of the horrors of an atomic bomb. Not much said about, you know, Japan's initial instigation to us at Pearl Harbor, but, I mean, it's history, isn't it, Benny?
What can you say? At the time, all things in perspective, this was a decision that was very reasonable based on all of the tolls of war, and the atomic bomb, very devastating, but it brought a great peace in the end. It's very difficult, all of these things that are lost in war. But thankfully now we have peace and we can move forward. But I think World War II filled with a lot of terrible things. This is one of them. And thankfully we get to move on to a free society. And that's why you can be thankful for America, for all the benefits that we have. But at the time this was seemed necessary. And certainly there are lots of different ways to look at it. To me, it's just another cost of war. And certainly atomic bombs, though, are definitely bad, so are nuclear bombs. And it's hard, but just the tolls of war, I think.
Thank you, Benny. That's good perspective from Benjamin. Well, here we are at Peace Park again. We're walking around. It's a beautiful day. It's 50 degrees or so in Nagasaki. It's 15 hours ahead of Champaign-Urbana. We'll be on the tram, as I mentioned in an earlier report. I had no idea how much to pay for the tram for five of us, and I held my hand out with a whole bunch of coins and let the driver pick the coins he needed, and he wasn't real happy because I was putting him a full 1 minute behind schedule. But I didn't know what the heck. Anyway, I felt like I might have embarrassed United States of America with not knowing my coins on the tram. So we're going to jump back on the tram here, Diane, and head back. We think we know where we're getting off. We're kind of winging it on our own. The ship offers all kinds of tours, but like $150 a person times six for us is, you know, whatever that is, $900. So what we do is we get a bunch of, you know, maps and figure out cities a little bit on our own for the few hours that we have. Tomorrow we'll be in Busan, South Korea. I'll be filing some reports from there as well. But again, today is somber day. I mean, it's like going to the Arizona or something in Pearl Harbor. It's just sad to see human destruction, and that's what happened in the second bombing in Nagasaki. And it's the human toll. But I thought Benjamin said it well. It was the, you know, where we were and putting in perspective, trying to bring a peace. They wouldn't surrender. Harry Truman and all the people involved at that time, Winston Churchill, our allies, thought that's what we should do, and so we did, and it did end the war. But let's hope and pray that there's never another weapon of mass destruction that has to be used on this earth. All right, so we'll wind it up and talk to you soon, as we'll go to Busan tonight, overnight, into South Korea. It's the very southern tip of Korea. We've never been to Korea, so that's a new one for us. Looking forward to that. I mentioned, I think, when I was in Champaign, Diane, the eight calamari, but in Busan, apparently they cut the little tentacles off where they're still moving, and you eat them like that. And I'm not doing that. It'd be like a night crawler or something. Come on, man. So we'll report from South Korea tomorrow on the show, and then we'll be at sea for a few days before we get to Hong Kong on Friday, and we'll be reporting from there as well. All right, we'll wrap it up right now. But again, Diane, thank you for all you're doing there. Thanks for everybody listening to my updates from Asia, from Nagasaki, Japan. This is Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
That's a great opportunity for Stevie and his family. And it's kind of why Lante has the tap for Friday, January 18th at noon, when the Cardinal Caravan is at the I Hotel. St. Louis Cardinal fans, we will see you then. It is 7:58, ESPN 93.5.